Okay, today we're going to do Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. We are holding on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're about to discuss how we know that Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara, we're at the two lines from the bottom of the page. Rosh Hashanah Yatzi Yosef Beis Hasurin. So Minolan, how do I know Yosef got out of jail on Rosh Hashanah? Tichsiv Tiku b'chodesh shofar, b'kesa liyom chagenu, ki chok liyisrael hu, and the pasuk goes on, mishpat elokei Yaakov. So these psukim are about Rosh Hashanah, and about the first day of Tishrei, about Rosh Hashanah. Edus b'yosef samo b'tseso. So the zman of tiku b'chodesh shofar, which is Rosh Hashanah, is Edus b'yosef samo b'tseso l'aretz Mitzrayim, is the day that Yosef left the jail and he then became the ruler over Mitzrayim. So it's explicit in the pasuk that on the day of Rosh Hashanah, on the day of Tiku B'chodesh Shofar, was the day of Edus b'yosef samo b'tseso. Rosh Hashanah batla avodah me'avosein b'Mitzrayim. How do I know that on Rosh Hashanah we stopped working in Mitzrayim? K'sif ha'chav ha'otzeisi ha'schat mitachas sivlos Mitzrayim. K'sif ha'sam ha'sirosi me'sevel shichmo. That the term sivlos Mitzrayim is used in describing how our avodah stopped, that the sivlos Mitzrayim ceased. And it says by Edus b'Yosef ha'sirosi me'sevel shichmo. We know that that pasuk is also talking about Rosh Hashanah, because that's the day Yosef got out. But Nisan Nigalu, how do I know that in Nisan the Jewish people were redeemed? Kedisa, it says in the Torah so many places that it was in Nisan. But Tishrei Asid and Ligal, how do I know that our ultimate Gula will come in Tishrei? So Asya Shofar Shofar, we learn in Gzer Shava Shofar Shofar. Ksiv Hacha, it says by Rosh Hashanah, Tiku B'chodesh Shofar. Uksiv Hasim, it says by the Gula Asida, Bayomahu Yitaka B'Shofar Gadol. That on that day they're going to blow a shofar gadol. So just like Tiku B'chodesh Shofar, Rosh Hashanah is in Tishrei, so too the Gula Asida is going to be in Tishrei. Rabbi Shoma ben Nisa, Nigalu ben Nisa Asid in Ligal Min Alan. How does Rabbi Shua get his idea that the Geula will ultimately happen in Nisan and not in Tishrei? Amar Kra, because the pasuk says that on about the night of Pesach, first night of Pesach, Lel Shimurin, that it's a Lel Shimurin that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Lel HaMeshum Urba Mishesh Smei Bereshis. That this is the night that already from Shesh Smei Bereshis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting for, because that's when he's going to bring the ultimate Geula. V'idach Lel HaMeshum Urba Min HaMazikin. In the other opinion, Rabbi Lazar would say, nah, Lel Shimurin just means that it's a night where the Mazikim aren't going to be able to do much damage. So it's a night of protection. That's why many people have the practice that on the first night of Pesach they leave the door open or at least unlocked, because we're showing that we feel very protected on the first night of Pesach. So the main point over here is the machlokas, whether the Geula is going to happen in Nisan or the Geula is going to happen in Tishrei, is it's going to happen. Those who say it's going to happen in Tishrei learn from the word shofar, and those who say it's going to happen in Nisan learn from Lel Shimurin. Now the Gemara goes back to Machlokas of those who are sure when the world was created, and we're going to make the Machlokas Talui on the date that the Mabul began, that the two things are connected to each other. So a little bit of introduction over here in terms of how the Mabul happened in order to understand what the conversation of the Gemara is going to be. The Pasuk itself says, Bishna Sheish Me'oshan El-Chaye Noach V'chodesh Sheni, the second month of the 600th year of Noach's life, B'shivas V'yom L'chodesh, on the 17th day of the month, B'yom Azeh Nifku Kol Ma'inus Tom Rabba V'rubas Shrem Metachu, the heavens opened up. V'yi Ageshem Al-Aretz Arboim Yom V'Arbam Laila, the heavens opened up for 40 days. V'yigbru Amayim Al-Aretz Chamishim Mas Yom, the water stayed flooding the earth for 150 days, The Teva came to rest on the seventh month, 17th day of the month, on the mountains of Ararat. The water started to subside until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, you could finally see the mountaintops. And when was it that it had totally subsided? On the 601st year and the first day of the month, the water had totally subsided. And the world only really dried up in the second month on the 27th day. Now, according to Rabbi Elazar, that the world is created in Tishrei, so the way we count the generations are going to be counted from Tishrei. I mean, the way we always count is going to be from Tishrei. So the way we're going to count years in general and historically. So you have to say when the Torah says Chodesh Hasheni, the Mabul began, it means Cheshvan, because that's the second month from Tishrei. If you're going to say that it means Chodesh Iyar, the Teva, when it rests on Chodesh Hashvi and Hari Ararat, that's Chodesh Kislev. So why does it mention it in this pasuk already that it was on the 601st year? The year was the Shana already was Nischadish in Tishrei. So no, we have to say is that the Mabul began in Cheshvan. So Chodesh Hashvi is Sivan, and there was no new year yet. It was not yet Nischadish Hashana. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, that Nisa Nivra Olam, and that's how we count historically, you have to say B'chodesh Hasheni means Iyar, because if it were Cheshvan, then Chodesh Hashvi'i would be Sivan. Why wouldn't the Torah mention that this was Ba'achas V'sheish Me'oshana, that it was 601st year? After all, in Nisan, the year changes, the calendar changes. So what you have to say is that the Mabul began in Iyar, and therefore the Chodesh Hashvi'i is Kislev, and the calendar didn't change. So says the Gemara now, V'ozdu l'tamayu, each of them are going l'shi tasam, Rav Lazar Rav Shua, d'tanya, because we learned in a brisa, it says in the Torah about the time that the Mabul began, b'shnas sheish me'oshana l'chayei noach b'chodesh sheni b'shiva asar yom l'chodesh, that's when the heavens opened up. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, since the world was created in Nisan, says Rabbi Yeshua, every year is counted from Nisan. So Osa Yom, the day that the Mabul started on the second month in the 17th day, Shiva Asar B'Iyar Haya. That must have been the 17th day of Iyar, because the second month is Iyar, since Chodesh Nisan counts as the beginning of Mazel Tleh. Chodesh Iyar counts as is the beginning of Mazel Shor, but Mazel Tleh, which is now the end of the Aliyas HaMazalos, doesn't go up from the Karka till the last 2 hours of the night. So the entire day it's sunken in and it's going lower and lower. So Yud Zayin Iyar is Yom Shemazel Kima, the day that the Tzura of the Kochavim looks like the tail of the Tleh, and that's where it causes a lot of rain. Shokea, it's the day that it's sinking during the day. Mayonos Mismatin, and therefore during that time the heat of the sun causes the rain to stop. Since the Dara Mabul acted in a way that was against nature, and they sinned with all sorts of mixing different minim with each other and corrupting nature, Shina Kodesh Baruch Alei Maisa Breshis, Hashem changed nature in punishing them. The hell of Mazel Kima Bayom, and he brought up the Mazel Kima during the day, V'natol Shnei Kochavim Mikima, and he took two Kochavim from Kima, which has a lot of Kochavim, in order to cause massive flooding. V'hevi Mabul La'olam, and that's how God brought a Mabul to the world. So essentially what Rabbi Yeshua is saying is, Rabbi Lazar would say that since in Tishrei, so Rabbi Yeshua is saying that since in Nisan the world was created, the Mabul specifically happened in Iyar, a time when rain typically stops, because the people of the Dora Mabul went against nature, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed nature to make it flood and rain when it normally doesn't. Next, but Rabbi Lazar says, Osa Yom Shivasa Mar Cheshvan Haya, that it was, since we start counting from Tishrei, second month is actually Cheshvan, so the Mabul starts on the 17th day of Cheshvan. Yom Shemazal Kima Ola Bayom Mayanos Miskabim, which is a time where it's naturally very floody. Umitok Shashinu Maaseim Shina Kodesh Baruch Hu Alei Maisa Bereishis Vehela Mazal Kima Bayom, that since the Dara Mabul did something very they changed nature, so Kodesh Baruch Hu was Meshana Maisa Bereishis, and he brought up Mazal Kima during the daytime, which causes a lot of rain. V'natol Shnei Kochavim Vevi Mabul Yolam. So says Gemara, wait, Bishlam al Rabbi Yeshua, Hainu Dechsiv, Sheni, I understand according to Rabbi Yeshua, the Mabul began in the second month because it started in Nisan starts the count. El Rav Lazar, my Sheni, why would Chazrun be called the second month? According to Rabbi Eliezer, so says Gemara Sheni Ladin. It's the second month of the din of the Mabul, because in Tishrei it was the Mabul was Nigzar. Bishlam and Rabbi Yeshua Hainu Deshina. But according to Rabbi Yeshua, I understand why it's a Shinoi of Maisa Bereshis to cause flooding. El Rabbi Lazar Maishina. But according to Rabbi Lazar, it's natural for it to be a time of flooding at that time of year. And Sugmar Kid Rav Chista, Dam Rav Chista, Berotchen Kilkulu Uberotchen Nidonu. That since they had sinned with Rotchen, with boiling up, so they were punished with boiling. What does that mean? Barotkun kilkulu ba'avera. Their aveiru is nus, which involves a certain type of passion of boiling. Barotkun nidonu, and they were judged with boiling. Ksivacha ve'yashoku amayim, ksivasa mechamas ha-melech shachacha. That it says ve'yashoku amayim, and it says chamas ha-melech shachacha. So we see that's resicha. That's boiling. So last main point over here is machlokas Rabbi Lozner Rabbi Shua. In what way Hashem changed nature in punishing the Dor HaMabul? Rabbi Yeshua says by making it flood at a time where it shouldn't have flooded. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, by making it flood with boiling water. That's unusual, that the flood should be with boiling water as opposed to just regular water. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Rabbi Yehoshua Omer.